Morning.
Hello, Donald. This is Peter Davidson.
Hello.
How are you doing? Hello, Donald. This is Peter.
I just called your number.
Yes, actually.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How are you doing? How's the day going so far?
Very good. Thank you.
That's
yeah, I just
great.
Put in a call for you, and I said you weren't available because you were on the phone.
Yeah.
Talk to me.
Actually, one of my colleagues is on the other line with my phone. So I was actually asking that, did you get a chance to review the website? I've sent you the link on your email.
When did you do this?
I did that 30 minutes ago when I was giving you a call.
Okay.
You can have a look onto the website.
Just
the changes. Yeah, the changes are completed. We have listed down the prices and everything onto the website too.
You want me to look it over and call you back?
Well, you can be on the line and you can have a look. And I would like to discuss that. I've had a word with my billing team already too, regarding the payment that needs to be credited back into your account. So what will happen is that on the 26th or on the 27th, when the billing cycle will end, at that time the money will be refunded back to you, as I updated you yesterday.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, that's great. So, Donald, the website is almost complete, and the legal team, which means the team which makes the website live by checking that after all the necessary documentations are completed, they're on the line, and they will be having a word with you. They will be requiring some of the information that under which the website would be registered, and you need to provide them with the information, and once that information is submitted, then the website would become live, okay?
Okay.
Well, let me transfer your call to them, and then you can have a word with them.
Okay.
Thank you for staying on the line with me, Mr. Lehman. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
My name is Alex Martin, and I'll be taking care for the process of the copyright protection for your website with the UGIS PTO. Okay?
Uh-huh, okay.
So have you ever registered any sort of rights, copyrights, or any sort of legal stuff with USPDO before?
Any copyright correspondence with who?
USPDO, Patent and Trademark Office.
Yes, I have a copyright registration for my book.
Awesome. Perfect. Perfect. All right.
Do you need a copy of it?
Yes, we would require the copy of that. But before that, okay. Just to confirm your first and last name, please.
Donald R. Lyman, L-Y-M-A-N.
Understood. When was the book was published? In which year?
Well, the latest one, it was available on April 1st this year.
Okay, 2022.
That was with Bookbind Press.
Just a moment. And we're currently.
I had a year's contract with MN and up in the 1st of December, a couple of weeks ago. But I haven't heard officially of any cancellation.
Okay, understood. So did you ever like filed any copyrights or filed any legal document with our company before? With somebody else or not?
I had some correspondence with your attorney.
Okay.
Because I put in a request for a refund.
Okay. No. I'm not talking about that. A refund request, of course, that will be submitted if your that's the job of your project manager, and I'm sure these guys will definitely take care of that for you. What I'm asking is that have you ever, like, had any filing done through us, legal filing, or not?
Just a written correspondence with your attorney.
Okay.
This is a year ago.
Okay. I understood. Perfect. All right. And where are you currently selling this book? I see that you're selling on Amazon at this moment. And where else you're planning to sell or you are currently selling?
Well, I don't know who's selling. I have no correspondence from Bookbind Press. I have no record of any transactions, any press releases. I have no record of any sales. As far as I know, there has been no sales through Bookbind Press, even though they have submitted the website and press releases with Amazon and the other one. What's the other major one?
And the book is the Triple Life Threat, right?
Right.
Okay.
Barnes & Noble was the other one.
Barnes & Noble, okay, awesome. Yeah, Barnes & Noble is the perfect one that you can sell on. Noted on that. Okay, Amazon. Done. Okay, so now we are going to do, we have to, as like your website is about to go live, we have to file the copyright protection for the website itself, because in future, they're planning that you can sell your book through your website as well. So if you're making a website for this book, of course, you are doing the publicity of this book. And if the client wants to purchase the book itself from your website, they can. And also, you have complete rights to sell your book through your website, your personal website. So for that, we will be filing a copyright in the USPTO, Patent Trademark Office. So I will be taking care of that for you. As this is a mandatory step. Like, of course, if you want to do it, you can. Otherwise, like, if you don't want to do it, that's totally your call. And I will be just, like, guiding you throughout.
I'm not planning on having my own personal website so I can sell books directly. I'm not going to get involved with that. All my book sales will come through bookstores primarily.
Oh, okay. Understood. And, all right. Let me just quickly, your website is not live at this moment, is it?
I don't think so. It's just being finalized today.
Awesome. Perfect. Let me just quickly speak with Peter about the status of the website, and I'll be joining you back. Just give me a minute.
Okay.
All right, I just have a word with Peter. So what are you saying that what my job is, I need to file a copyright protection for the design of your website only. So in future, nobody can copy your design. And if you have no rights, so anybody can copy your design in the website. And of course, they can sue you as well that you're using somebody else's website design. So for that, we need to do some filing with the U.S. Patent Trademark Office itself. And for that, I need some information from you. Are you with me?
Yeah, so I'm just waiting for a continuation of your conversation.
Sure.
You said you have to have trademark registration with the U.S. Copyright Office on
yes.
my for my website.
Yes. And that would be for your design of your website. And once that is done, the first step is to do the registration. The registration will be done by our company. So the fee for the registration will be taken care of by our company because you're going through us. And for the filing, because filing is important, and filing you have to pay for that yourself. And the registration charges will be covered by Orbit Design Agency for you.
The filing is how much?
Filing, that totally depends on you because, let me tell you, a 1 year would be $989. For 3 years, it's going to cost
really?
You, yeah, that's the filing because we'll be filing the copyright protection under two conditions. Let me forward the document to you as well. Like in which classes this trademark falls under. And with that, you can just simply go ahead and log in to your GoToCopyright government website. And I will be giving you your username and password. Because once we do the registration, first, we will have the registration number. Second, your account will be created on the copyright.gov, that's the government website. Your account will be created over there as well. And we will send you the sign-in credentials where you can track the document itself. Because once the registration has been done, the filing has been done, after 2 to 3 months, you will receive the complete documentation of the copyright protection of your website. And only once we have that registration number, we will be able to make the website live. Otherwise, like we do not take any risks making the website live.
I've already got, as I said before, copyright registration on my book. No one can steal my book because it's registered me only, the author. I don't care about having a registration on my website. I don't really care. And I'm certainly not interested in paying $995 to register my website because I got my book registered. That's the only thing I'm concerned about.
Sir, actually, this is actually the important step because your book is also involved on the website and we have written everything for about the book itself. So this is the mandatory process like that needs to be filed under your name.
I have my book copyrighted, protected, and I don't need anything else.
Okay. No problem. Then I won't be registering it for you, and the next steps, I think like Peter will let you know about it.
Yeah, I just paid $1,000 to have my website available to all forms of merchants. This is including smartphones and everything else. I just did that a couple of days ago.
Okay. All right. That is, I think, something else that doesn't relate with me or my department. This time, I do the legal stuff, so I just file rights. So I don't know, like, what $1,000 you paid for, and you're mentioning it that you paid for mobile responsive, I guess, liquid responsive or mobile responsive, I believe. So anyway, but if there is any requirement,
that project. That project that I just paid for makes my website alive to anybody,
yes.
All forms and sizes.
Okay. Now, let me just get the person in the line who is taking care of that for you. Just let me check that so we can finalize it because
okay.
I got the inquiry today, and we need to like do the complete filing today if you are ready to move forward with it. Anyway, let me just have a word with them, and let me bring them in the line so we can have a conference together. So, yes,
well, just
give me a
you said you wanted to complete the filing. You just said that you're going to complete the filing.
I have
what filing are you talking about?
About the website design. I need to file a copyright for it.
I told you. I said I don't want that.
Exactly. Yeah. If you don't want that, like for that, your project manager, if that
okay.
person allows me, then I can just like decline the request and move forward with it.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to clarify it.
Absolutely, sir. Absolutely. Just give me a moment.